because I was born in the U.S., so it was quite normal for me to learn English. But my most memorable maybe after I came to Hong Kong, I joined the debate team, and I got to, because I don't speak with much confidence, even though I know English well. But so during debate, I learned to speak with more confidence and learned not to like slur all my words, because I used to always slur all my words, probably I still do now. But during debate, I learned how to not slur my words, be more clear, and speak with more confidence. And is that enough? So could I answer the second one?
Yeah.
All right. Most memorable English reading experience. Well, I used to read a lot in the U.S. because maybe because of the environment, but now I rarely read any English books. But I used to like reading a lot of novels, like Harry Potter when I was young, and I also read some probably more difficult ones when I was little, like Jules Verne and like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and also Brian Jeong, if you know the Red Wall series. I really like the Red Wall series. And yeah, I like reading novels even in Chinese and in English. So that's basically. Well, if you talk about academic stuff, because I don't really have problem reading academic reading, so they won't be memorable to me. So. Yeah.
Well, that's great. But I'm also curious for your participation in your debate team. So what did you guys usually debate on?
Because we joined inter-school debates, so basically whatever the debate competition gives us, we have to debate on those. Usually they're like about social issues, like maybe if we change the medium of learning to 普通话, and like also like some maybe political issues and stuff. So those are basically like more liberal studies stuff, like basically when we debate, because that's the way that the debate competitions are organized.
Well, that's great. Good to know. And I'm also glad you have a wide variety of books you used to read. And I want to know, when you're picking a book, like how would you prioritize your preference?
Oh, for me, first of all, is novels, okay, because I like reading stories. I don't like reading short stories because the plot's too short. And otherwise, I prefer reading more contemporary books because maybe like classics are, the English are kind of weird. I've tried reading Robinson Crusoe. I finished it, but I couldn't really feel why it's a classic. But probably it's because my English is too weak to read those books. So mostly my priority would be novels, and what type of novels, maybe like dystopian, and what else? Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
So if a student is trying to improve his English through reading, and what books or a particular book would you recommend him to read to start the journey?
Wow, a particular book. Quite a difficult question.
Maybe I should narrow my the scope. For example, for a university student, like a freshman in university, you know.
Probably detective stories might be good too, because you have to see the cues in the book as well. Like maybe Agatha Christie, if their English is a bit better, and if they're not, probably like I used to read the Hardy Boys. Maybe, I don't know if you've read that before, but yes, that might be a good starting point.